Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Well, and it's happy. Hello. That would be the description of this program, alive and well and happy, along with some pretty prosperous and interesting people to tell you what's going on in the world and help you understand from our perspective, and you help us understand from your perspective what you think about things that are going on. 888-302-3684 joins the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is in San Diego. I'm in Los Angeles, and the top 10 talk topics of last week, as things shook out, 27% of you thought that the airline crash was the most important, interesting, compelling story of the week. So to add to that, the Air Canada jet that attempted to land at the Halifax International Airport yesterday, touching down about 1,000 feet short of the runway in a snowstorm, ripping off the nose cone, ripping off the airplane's undercarriage, ripping off the engines, ripping off the wings. Pretty much the fact that people got out of that thing, given what you can see in the videos and in the pictures, is pretty miraculous. They jumped out onto the wing. They ran from the plane. They could smell the kerosene, which is the jet fuel. And if you look at pictures of the plane, another crap can Airbus, you wonder whether there wasn't God on their side. There's a movie, The High and the Mighty, that John Wayne was in about 50 years ago, I think. If anybody's seen it, you know why I'm referring to it. In this circumstances, 25 passengers and crew members were hospitalized. Only one of them was released as of yesterday afternoon. And so there are people from the government checking all this stuff out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Has nothing to do, the plane that went down, in fairness, over the Alps last week, was not a mechanical. Well, it was the way somebody's brain worked mechanically, I guess. It was completely. I love these people. Oh, he was a regular guy. He was a fine guy. He was a swell guy. I can't understand it. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Really, when you look into the guy's record, you completely believe it. His girlfriend had told him to get lost the day before, and from that, because of his mental instability, he felt like this was the way for him to go out. And so that's really the bottom line. That's why all those people died. Can you imagine somebody being that egotistical, that selfish?
When you're in that state, you're only thinking about yourself.
No, but that's the point. A lot of people, that's what a lot of people do, is just think about themselves.
Right. It's all about them at that point. Unconfirmed reports that his mental status was so bad that it was affecting his vision.
Hmm.
Various reports, they say, say that Lubitz had been suffering from a mental health problem, blah, blah, blah. But he had sought treatment before the crash for vision problems that may have put his career at risk.
So why is it that under the circumstances, that was lost and he was
allowed to fly? They say those vision problems could have been psychosomatic.
Yeah, right. Okay. So let's see what else is on here, just so you know the way the poll came out, to see how your thoughts compared to the other people listening to this program. Nuclear negotiations came in second at 18%. Obama and Netanyahu together, their relationship 17%, and from there it was down the usual stuff. I was surprised more people weren't thinking about Bo Bergdahl and what had happened to him in the Monica Lewinsky TED talk. Kenny, this is a phenomenon. I just learned about it. Apparently, there are a lot of these TED talks that happen all the time. So the two of you explain a little bit to people who don't know what the TED talks are, what they are all about, why they happen, what the significance of them is, if you wouldn't mind.
They're usually about, there doesn't seem to be, as far as how often they happen, there doesn't seem to be a rhyme or reason to exactly how often Or if there is, I don't know what it is. They have various seminars, depending. I'm sure it's dependent on who they can get. And the talk is empowering and inspiring. It usually has something to do with social media. But that's just one facet of it. In this case, with Monica Lewinsky, it was about the bullying and the shaming that comes from social media. Mm-hmm. There have been other talks about harnessing it for business or a million other things. I don't even know how many of these TED Talks have already taken place.
Mm. But they go viral. I mean, you'll
every month. Is the content or just they happen just because they're good people doing them? They go viral. Why, Richie?
The content, usually. Something catches somebody and you'll see a post in your Facebook stream or your Twitter stream saying such and such says such and such in this TED Talk, and then it gets shared and shared and shared and shared and shared and shared, and shared a thousand times over.
All right. So that's why this thing, especially with Monica Lewinsky and especially with the topic, went out as far. So would we be well to pay attention to some of these other things? Would we have conversation about what some of these
You could get lost in their videos. If you just kind of go to whatever, YouTube, or just Google it or something like that, you could end up spending all day watching different conversations.
Really? All day, every day?
I guess eventually you would run out. Once you finish the internet. I have finished the internet.
Get a life, please. Introduction to Life, Part 101, 13 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. March Madness in our focus, and the controversy surrounding the religious freedom law in Indiana, plus an Arizona senator talks about church and what ought to be the case. I think this, the crazies are out for sure. So we'll have that to get at during the course of this hour. The beating heart. If your heart is beating right now, I guess it has to be beating. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this unless this signal is so strong for this program that it's going out to people who are alive. Alive! That's what I said. It's alive as we get started. Or maybe people who have, as Limbaugh used to call it, assumed room temperature. Are we that strong? Are we that good? I guess we'll leave it to you to figure that out. Those people who have taken good care of their bodies, maybe they carry something with them as they go into the next life that allows them to hear what's going on here. Let me focus on the benevolence of Beats While You Are Alive. It is a beautiful thing what the antioxidant properties of beets do for your body, the detoxification properties of beets and what they do for your body, the anti-cancer properties of beets and what they do for your body, the cellular rejuvenation properties of beets and what they do for your body. This and the references to understand all this comes in a free book called Beat the Odds, which you get when you dial 800-655-4183, or you go to DougLikesBeats.com. Super Beats is a compilation, basically, of lots of beets that have been dried, ground up into a powder form. You put it in your morning drink, and boy, does it go to town to make your body work so much better. It's kind of a secret. It's been a secret. Those of us who have liked beets all along, I like beets that are pickled. I like them when they're cooked and with butter on them. But you got to eat a lot of them to get the benefit of what one spoonful of Super Beats will give to you. You'll love what you're doing. Kenny's got his Super Beats. Richie's got his Super Beats. And Jennifer's got her Super Beats. I got my Super Beats. So we're all getting the benefit of these whole beets as we take a teaspoon of Super Beats. And by the way, there's no beet taste. Put it in water and you won't think you're tasting anything. You put it in your power drink. That's what I do. I think that you're going to find that what we see in Super Beats is what you're going to find as you take Super Beats every day. It'll become your new favorite product. You'll feel the energy it gives you within minutes, and you'll want to feel it too. It gets blood into your muscles, into your brain, into your heart, all your organs. Your body will respond much better to everything when you're on Super Beats. It's becoming a phenom. Now you're hearing more and more people talk about it. Pretty much everywhere you go, people are talking about the extraordinary impact of Super Beats. 800 855-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com. Here's what happens when you go to either DougLikesBeats.com or call 800-655-4183. Now that I've given you all the information about how it helps your heart, your circulation, your blood pressure, that sort of thing, it's amazing. And this is even more amazing. You'll get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats when you have your first order. Money back guarantee. Remember, I'm telling you, this stuff is going to work. And I also told you that you would get the book Beat the Odds, and you get free shipping. So this is a really good time for you to pick up the phone and call 800-655-4183. You'll be thinking more clearly. You'll be happy that things come around to make you feel good. You have something in your life that physically makes you feel your best. Go to DougLikesBeats.com or you call 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
All right, so let's check how the top seeds are doing. The poll today at DougSteffen.com asks you about the Final Four. Now that they are set, who do you hope wins next week's NCAA college basketball tourney? Is it Duke, Kentucky, Michigan, Wisconsin? Kenny, your team got knocked out, so where are you?
It's baseball season.
I'm ready for baseball season.
All right, so Kentucky's top-ranked, Richie.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, those guys are off against each other. Duke
Kentucky's going to be the hard to beat. I mean,
it is.
You know, yeah. And you can never count out Coach K. The guys, I mean, Michigan, they're all good teams. They're all great teams.
All right.
But Kentucky's 37-0. I mean, they haven't lost a game this year, all year.
What does it tell you that?
They gave them a run for their money, though, the other day.
Only 5% of the people that are registered, at least with their comments at DougSteffen.com in our poll, thought that March Madness was the most important thing during the week. That means, what does that mean?
Their teams are out.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
That's what it means.
So, okay.
Teams are out.
So if your team's out, we'll tune out of this and get back to other things that are going on in the world as the Good Day program continues Monday, the last Monday of March 2015, 3:30/15:21 after the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Three after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and I are here to have some fun with you. Y-O-U. And what better day in the week to have Saturday Night Live, although they seem to have this Friday night. Is it Friday or Saturday they do a 10 o'clock? No, it's a Saturday night. They do a Saturday night at 10 o'clock of an older show. I happen to see when I climbed into bed on Saturday night and turned on television in the Saturday Night Live from, good God, Dennis Miller had.
Oh, wow. Some classic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
I thought they were doing more recent stuff, but this was a really good... it was okay. It wasn't great, one of the great ones, but it was watchable for a while until my interest waned and...
Lights out. Do you fall asleep with the TV on?
No.
No, you turn it off, then go to sleep.
If I do watch it now, I always read afterwards. I can feel myself, especially if I'm not losing. I don't watch stuff like I used to. I'm more interested in reading because it clears my mind and go right to sleep, bingo, bango. Before we get too lost in what we're doing for sleep, let's stay awake, or maybe some of this stuff will wake you up. Bits and pieces from last Saturday's Saturday Night Live, including the weekend update joking about DEA agents partying with the Colombian prostitutes.
A new Justice Department report claims that the American DEA agents in Colombia participated in sex parties with prostitutes hired by drug cartels. In response to this incredibly irresponsible behavior, the agents have been promoted to Secret Service.
Makes sense.
There you go. There's a joke about Ted Cruz running for president.
During Senator Ted Cruz's speech announcing his run for president, he repeatedly asked voters to imagine the country, what it would look like with him as its leader. And then he repeatedly asked voters to stop laughing.
He asked the voters to do
it? He asked them, yeah.
I hear the joke about Harry Reid deciding to retire.
Senator Harry Reid said that he came to his decision to not run for re-election while he was recovering from an exercising accident. That's right, an exercising accident, and definitely not roughed up by Senate badass Mitch McConnell.
I didn't think that was funny. The two of them ought to go down. They ought to both be gone. A couple of old fossils.
You know, not to get too off track, but I heard our former host now, retired host Roger Hedgecock, Friday talking about Harry Reid. He's like, no, man. He goes, it's not about the accident. It's not about anything. It's about a land deal in Nevada
There's another one. I told you about the land deal. How many years ago? It was 4, 5, 6 years ago when they were building
on the other side of the dam. The Hoover Dam.
Right. Yeah. So he and his family bought all that land. Had all that land. They made all that money. There's nothing new there.
This is a deal where they traded money for citizenships or green cards or visas. Yeah, that's what it was. Visas.
He's a damnable crook.
And it's coming to light.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. Whatever it is, it's good. Good riddance. Here's a weekend update joke about George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman, who shot Trayvon Martin, spoke out for the first time, saying he blames President Obama for inciting racial tensions that erupted after the shooting. At least he thinks it was Obama. It was pretty dark at the time.
All right, and here's their comments on this new study regarding your napping.
A new study shows that a 45-minute nap in the middle of the day can enhance a person's memories. Memories like, oh, right, I'm an alcoholic.
Happens.
Yeah. There was a lot of folk in Mrs. Clinton. Bill Clinton is the subject of a new off-Broadway musical. His flaws will be the focus of Clinton the Musical, which is the brainchild of a couple of Australian brothers, makes its off-Broadway debut next month. That'll be something.
Sure, Bill and Hillary will be sitting front and center for that.
Right, exactly, yeah. Dick Morris is featured in it, Newt Gingrich and Monica Lewinsky. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, having previously held a constitutional, will the Supreme Court really now kill Obamacare?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ow! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Bob Schrum and David Frum. Will the United States Supreme Court really overturn Obamacare so 7 million people lose their health insurance because of an ambiguous 6-word clause in a 1,000-page bill?
First, I find it incredible that the Supreme Court would rule any other way than against the people who want to challenge the law.
Upholding the law.
I think they will uphold the law.
Yeah, I agree.
And first, there's a strong bias in courts that you read statutes in ways to make sense of their purposes rather than to gut their purposes. And second, there is tremendous hesitation in the courts to strike down major social welfare legislation. They just don't do that. And I think they will be daunted. It's not their institutional role.
Well, I agree with David. I think 100%. I'm not so sure that everybody on the court will be as attentive to the law. It was pretty clear that there are at least 3 votes, I think, to throw the subsidies out from Scalia, Alito, and Clarence Thomas never says anything, but he's pretty reliable that way. The decision here fundamentally, I think, rests with Chief Justice Roberts and with Justice Anthony Kennedy.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum, author and MSNBC contributor, and David Frum, author and Atlantic Magazine senior editor.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Here we go, back into the action here on the Good Day program for Monday. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Ken Kessler's voice sounds like this.
Good morning.
Rich McFadden, the voice.
Good morning.
Sounds like this. All right, we're talking about the time. You probably would hi there. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. How's everything at home? The facts behind this controversy regarding Indiana, and it's Governor Mike Pence, and whether it's okay in Indiana to discriminate against gays. There's a, I guess, I'm not sure what best explains this. Maybe the look on his face during the various interviews that he's done since the discussion of their Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Things are not changing there, he says. It allows business owners, if you don't know the story behind the story, to discriminate against members of the lesbian and gay and the bisexual and transgender community, also known as LGBT, which sounds like the name of a train. Anyway, Governor Pence said he's uncertain about the media coverage. He refers to the media going after him and the state as shameless rhetoric. Actually, let's play a little of this. The conversation with George Stephanopoulos, wherein they discuss that it's okay in Indiana to discriminate against gays, apparently.
Do you think it should be legal in the state of Indiana to discriminate against gays or lesbians?
George,
it's a yes or no question.
Who's Hoosiers don't believe in discrimination. This is about protecting the religious liberty of every Hoosier, of every faith.
Yes or no, should it be legal to discriminate against gays and lesbians?
George, you're following the mantra of the last week online, and you're trying to make this issue about something else.
One fix that people have talked about is simply adding sexual orientation as a protected class under the state civil rights laws. Will you push for that?
I will not push for that.
I guess that's pretty much. So what do we take away from this? Is this a media-generated controversy? Is this real? What is it that things aren't going to change? Where did this come from? Why the focus on this now? That's what I didn't get.
Because they just updated the law.
Well, but it didn't really change it much, did it? Didn't sound like it has changed.
Yeah,
it codifies discrimination. So I read it. Anybody read it differently, Kenny? What under the circumstances, what else do you take away from this? We're not going to change the law, he said. Governor Pence defending the legislation that has garnered a lot of criticism because it fosters discrimination.
Okay, mm-hmm. I don't want the government telling me who I have to do business with. Now, I don't want the government also not protecting those who are discriminated against. Mm. So there's this up and so somebody walks into my radio network here and they want to buy advertising and I don't want to sell it to them. I should have the right to say I don't want to sell it to you or no thank you.
You do. I have the right to do that.
Right.
They come to me
right.
all the time.
But what if the government comes to us and says, well, that's discrimination?
Is this the same thing?
They have the right to buy advertising.
You're
on
not
your
a lesbian.
Show.
You're not gay. You're not a transsexual.
Whatever it is. They've got a nose ring. They're black. They're lesbian.
Where
they're
does it stop?
They're
in
Irish.
The
they're what, where does it stop? They have one leg. Whatever it is. When does the government have the right to tell me who I can or cannot
do business?
So this
should be a national. I'm going to turn this around like you do on me. So this ought to be a federal law then. So it's a.
There was a federal law. Pence even talks about Clinton doing a law like this now. Of course, this was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah,
but, you know, we've kind of danced in this, how do we handle this? You know, how can somebody run their business the way they want to, yet how do we not discriminate against people? And that's just, it's such a tough line to walk.
Well, you know, 50 years ago, it seems like we decided that it wasn't okay to refuse to serve someone because they were black.
Right, exactly. So,
right, so then what's how is this different?
Well, no, but
how is that situation is it different? Is the law only aimed at those who are gay or have some strange sexual orientation? What's the difference between that and being black or any other? There's all kinds of ways. You could pass a law that says if you make more than $10 million, don't move to Indiana. We don't want you. Or if you have one leg, don't move to Indiana. We don't want you. Or let's say you don't have an IQ above 100. We want you to come up with any.
I mean, we have to protect different people. People should not be discriminated against. Mm-hmm. But I just government and business, and government telling business.
You'd like to think that there was enough common sense.
You would hope. You would hope. But you know.
All right, so speaking of common sense, let's go one step further with this, okay? Some of you may or may not have heard about the suggestion made in Arizona. State Senator, whose name is Sylvia Allen, suggesting that the... this is one of those shake-your-head things. Her suggestion, all Americans should have to go to church. This is a discussion last week while the state of Arizona was debating a gun bill concerning concealed weapons permits. It had nothing to do with religion. She explained that without a moral rebirth in the country, more people may feel the need to carry a weapon. She said, quote, I believe what's happening to our country is that there's a moral erosion of the soul of America. It's the soul that is corrupt. How we get back to a moral rebirth, I don't know, since we're slowly eroding religion at every opportunity that we have. Probably we should be debating a bill requiring every American to attend a church of their choice every Sunday to see if we can get back to having a moral rebirth. But since that won't be allowed and we would not even be debating that, I'm going to vote yes, that people who are responsible, who have carry weapons permits, don't have to worry about their guns as they're out and about doing business in whatever building they're in, except ones where they aren't allowed, where guns are not allowed. Anyway, the comments are posted on social media here, there, and everywhere. Does the idea go against the Constitution? Is he a whack job? One of the other state senators, his name is Steve Farley, said even if you believe that would stem the moral decay, I think the Constitution makes it very clear that our country is founded on the pillar of separation of church and state. All right. Round and round we go, and where we stop, nobody knows. 888-302-3684. The email address for Rich is rich@dougstefan.com, or for Ken, it's ken@dougstefan.com, or for me, it's doug@dougstefan.com, facebook.com/goodday, twitter@goodday. What's the hot stuff? This is just now surfacing. I'm betting a lot of people haven't heard this story before, so probably won't find much comment on this yet, Kenny. What else do we have that's cooking like to share?
A lot of the comments are still about the plane crash from last week.
Uh-huh. Any comments about seeing my grandson on Facebook?
I'm sure there are.
We posted two pictures yesterday, one of Kenny and Jennifer and me having lunch in Oceanside, California, which was a very nice experience for all of us because we hadn't gotten together for a long time. And I had systematically decided that I would bring my smartphone because Jennifer and I on the way down decided that we would add a few things to it, make it work a little better. Heretofore, it was a Bob Kay and a Meredith production, and now it's more of a, well, it's a kind of everybody's done their thing. And I actually sent my first tweet to Rich. That was
my first. Called me to make sure I got it. Then I replied to him, and then he actually responded.
Uh-huh. I'm going to put some Facebook stuff up. So what do you have, Kenny, that's going around in that room?
As far as the picture of Miles, Susan says he has the Stefan smile. So cute.
Oh. That picture was taken. It was sort of like someone was asking him to pontificate about something important. It looks like he's about ready to say something very pithy. He did a lot of cooing with me yesterday. After I went to lunch with you guys, I went to Megan's and I had some time with Miles, and he did a lot of cooing. Coo.
Coo, coo, ca-choo.
Yes, right.
Coo-ca-choo.
All right, what else you got, Ken?
Scott says it looks like he's saying good day.
Good day. Yep. He's the one who will inherit Richie. Sean can get your job, and Miles can take over my job.
There you go.
How's that? I don't know. Kenny, your kids are too old. They can't probably won't fit in.
Yeah, they're on their own.
Right. Okay.
John says 81 likes now. Wow. Although it's up to 89 now.
Oh, is it? Okay. Likes. That's people and their families. I'd love to have people post pictures of their children and their grandchildren. You should do, should is not a word that even ought to be in the vocabulary, I think, of most people. But it would be nice to see you share your pictures and what's going on with you. It doesn't have to always be about what controversy there is. And it isn't always just about me posting things or Kenny posting stuff or Richie posting stuff. I'd love to see, and so would we all, pictures of the people in your life that mean something to you. And expressions that they're just something you want to share with lots of folks because you feel good about your children, your grandchildren, your job, what you do for fun. Any of those things would be great to share on the Facebook page. Help yourself. I didn't know you could put pictures on Twitter. My understanding was you used to not be able to do that, but apparently now you can post pictures on Twitter too, right?
I've always been able to do pictures and videos.
On Twitter?
Videos and everything.
You can do that.
Music.
Really? Music, music, music. All right. Any others, Kenny, that you want to pass along?
One more comment. This is about Friday's video of the day. Mm-hmm. We had the Jive Aces Bring Me Sunshine. God. And great. Xenia says, that made me happy, much like your program, Doug.
Isn't that sweet? Thank you very much. Well, all of those things are aimed at making you happy or make you think. There's not somebody that's trying to put some sort of perverse thought in your head. Although I will tell you in a moment, we're going to talk, as time allows, about the Monsanto, the latest gaffe from them.
This one's great.
Involving
I love this story.
Roundup.
Yeah.
This is a postscript to something we talked about last week. Although, let me spend a minute here talking about this amazing product, Genucel. G-E-N-U-C-E-L, Genucel. The bags and puffiness that continue to make you look older than you really are, your eyes not looking too well, this will make them much better and quicker, too. Genucel uses the power of plant stem cells to target with this serum when you feel it. It doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. It's special. It extracts the water from the bags, from the puffiness, gets to the lines around your eyes, and it will do it quickly. It works. People all over the country, here's somebody in Sherman Oaks, California, Westbury, New York. I've got someone from the Boston area, someone from Connecticut. Connecticut, somebody from Arizona. So I keep going. They love GenuCell. Call 800-543-9262 and order direct from the manufacturer. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll receive the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Cream as a free gift with your order. 800-543-9262, and it gets better. You'll also get a brand new deep firming serum, enhanced with stem cell technology as well. Healthy, soft, smooth skin. And the puffiness gone, no makeup necessary. That's what you get by starting with GenuCell at 800-543-9262. You'll be lucky. You'll feel like you're lucky because you heard this conversation and you want to take advantage of it. And so you should help yourself. 800-543-9262 to see the bags and the puffiness go poof. Disappear. Gonzo. 800-543-9262.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and on lot number 3030.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
In a recent study, nearly a third of drivers admit to texting on their cell phone while driving. And with the growth of smartphones, drivers are now juggling a whole new set of distractions, including surfing the web and social media. Chris Mullen with State Farm explains.
Talking on the phone while driving is distracting, and texting can take a driver's eyes off the road and hands off the wheel just long enough to cause a severe crash. What's more, smartphones have created a whole new set of distractions for drivers to juggle, and our surveys indicate that people are utilizing those additional functions.
Any good tips on avoiding distracted driving?
Drivers need to be fully engaged in the task of driving. That means eyes on the road and both hands on the wheel. Try to handle your phone calls and text messages before you start to drive, and then wait until you're at your destination to pick up the phone again.
To learn more about preventing distracted driving, visit statefarm.com. That's statefarm.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right. You're going to love this one. Mm. A lobbyist named Patrick Moore, who works for Monsanto, told a television interviewer that Roundup weed killer is safe to drink. So when given the opportunity to have a glass, he declined. Mr. Moore told the interviewer that glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, is not responsible for raising cancer rates. The World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer last week, you remember we talked about this, said the results of their study conclude the chemical is carcinogenic. Mr. Moore countered the chemical is not harmful at all, even if you directly drink it. Drink a whole quart, he said. It won't hurt you. Really? So then the interviewer offered him a glass of Roundup, asked if he'd have a drink. Moore said, I'm not stupid. This reminds me of the episode of Madam Secretary last night where they're all drinking the Kool-Aid and some cult. That's what this is sort of like. He says, I'm not stupid, not dangerous to humans. What does that mean? He said people who try to commit suicide by drinking the herbicide fail regularly.
Really?
So there's the test. There it is. This is the fail-safe method to know that Roundup is good for you. People trying to commit suicide by drinking it have failed to kill themselves.
So it's not harmful for you. So it's not like they walk away unaffected, but they don't die.
No, they don't die from it. Yeah, no, they have their stomachs pumped, et cetera, et cetera. Take a look at this guy. The picture of him and the story behind the story of the interview is from today's show section at DougSteffen.com. We knew that you would love that, even if you're a farmer. Come on. you got to focus in on that and understand what the reality is. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Moving into Tech Talk time now on the Good Day program at 53 after this hour. Time for us to focus on any number of smart stories about smartphones. Not just me and my smartphone. That could be a song, you think?
Me and my smartphone.
Okay.
That sounds like a huge hit to me. Quit your day job and run with that.
Okay, Richard, thank you.
Good luck.
Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, Shelley Palmer also joining us here to talk with you about your smartphone if you have one. This is a smartphone app that measures how much alcohol you have consumed. So if you're trying to keep yourself on the straight and narrow, this may be just what the doctor ordered. Up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Alkahoot, a smartphone-powered breathalyzer, is now available to help you gauge your BAC and slow you down before things get out of hand. Alkahoot, shipping for $119, is more expensive than most other smartphone breathalyzers on the market, but Alkahoot features police-grade accuracy and plugs directly into your handset's headphone jack, making it more accurate and more convenient than most competing products. To preserve the device's accuracy, Alkahoot encourages you to keep up with the required smart annual calibration. Each year, you get a new device along with a shipping label to return your current one for a $30 fee. Alkahoot works on both Android and iOS, and its bundled companion app shows restaurants within walking distance, a link to Uber, and even a tool to track your consumption throughout the night. So next time you go out and have a few drinks, remember to pull out your smartphone before getting behind the wheel. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stephens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
The following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil full synthetic motor oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record. Sonic boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil full synthetic and created the world's most powerful muscle car. And this is what happened when Steve Penske made the switch in their Indy cars.
We have a new Jeepy.
Drive into Jiffy Lube and make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sausage, egg, cheese, fruit sandwich?
You got the time.
It's 8:03?
Nope, it's croissant time! You can get two flaky, light, buttery croissant sandwiches for just $4. So what time is it?
Croissant time!
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
All right. Facebook folks have allowed developers to make their applications work within their Messenger service. This I don't quite understand because I'm not close enough to this. Kenny, maybe you can explain how this converts Messenger into a full-fledged platform with all kinds of apps that are already integrated. How is Facebook related to Messenger and vice versa?
Well, Messenger is that little chat box thing that you use on Facebook, and you also use it on your phone. So it just lets you put that stuff in there, so basically you can have a private conversation with someone. Well, you think it's private.
So it takes it offline, in essence.
Yeah, it takes it out of the main viewing area on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, I've got a tech question for you.
For me?
Yeah, for all three of you. For all you. Well, Jennifer's not here.
For all three of you.
But I'm looking at your picture from having lunch yesterday.
Yes.
Is there a flash on any one of those phones that you were using? It looks like you're sitting in the dark.
I thought we went outside. I thought we didn't put that one up, Kenny. I thought we just put up the one that was taken.
Yeah, Jennifer posted that one.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, there was no flash.
I like Ken is like, he looks like you're in the witness protection program.
Well, I am.
Where he lives, I think it could easily be the case. Consumers are going to get their first chance to buy Samsung's smartphone. Connected virtual reality headsets being put on sale this week. When its Gear VR Innovation Edition goes on sale at Best Buy, is this something new? Goes with a Galaxy Note 4 hybrid device and the Galaxy S6. What do I have? I think I have an S3, don't I? Kenny?
No.
Yeah, sure. That's it. That's the one.
I mean, yes.
Yeah, right. That's it. Just say yes now that I'm the man about town when it comes to this sort of thing. I know my way around now. You can't pull the wool over my eyes anymore with these smartphones. 59 after the hour.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.